What would you say about this particular off-season program?
You know what? It's good for you. I'll start off with that. To get back out here and get your wheels spinning and use your eyes and go over the playbook again. From the first phase, from the OTAs, the beginning IPWs to OTAs to the minicamp. For us, honestly, being here for a couple of years, it's kind of the same thing. It's kind of just repeated stuff. We go over the playbook. We go out there on the field. And we're not in pads and stuff like that, so it's kind of repetition, which is good, because you can get the plays out and stuff like that. So we come back for training camp. We're ready to go.
There's an infusion of young blood into the secondary because you had some losses and so forth. How's that melding going with the young folks?
I know it's good. You see them out there making plays, making a lot of mistakes, which, young guys do. I was a young guy at that point, and I was thrown in the fire. Made a lot of mistakes, but I learned from them, and that's the best way to learn. So they're out there doing good. They're making mistakes, and the good thing is I'm making the same mistakes twice.
Final thing for you, how's Micah Hyde get mentally right now in this R&R period for the real deal? What do you do?
Now just go into this off season. Try to get my footwork down a little better. Get it a little quicker. Get the strength because you get ready for this long season. During the end of the season, you don't want to die out and not have your strength. So. Get that going and just relax. Just enjoy the last month that you have off and then come back ready to go. Just mentally get ready to go.